This is an Avery audio performance. Please be respectful of my creative work and do not download or distribute it without my permission. Hey, can't sleep, huh? Come here. Let's cuddle up. How about I tell you a little bit about snow? Because, you know, where I live, this time of the year it can get very, very cold, and then sometimes you get snow. It actually has to get below 0 degrees Celsius, that is. I know, maybe you're thinking in Fahrenheit, and I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that, and to be honest, it confuses the hell out of me. Because, you know, with Celsius, it's like 0 degrees is the exact temperature when water turns to ice. That's the point of freezing. And 100 degrees is the exact temperature when water evaporates to steam. But yeah, that seems logical. So anyways, a few days ago it got to -7 degrees Celsius, and I can tell you this is really, really cold. I'd say my feel-good temperature, that's around 25 degrees Celsius. It's like you can still go out with a t-shirt or a skirt, but it's not too hot. Well, if you want to go swimming in a lake or in a pool, it's like 30 degrees is perfect. But if you still have to work or get anything done, it's better below 30. Oh, and if you want to work out, it's better a bit colder, like 15. I'd say 15 is perfect for running. Anyway, now it's very cold, and then you don't get rain, but you get snow. And it's beautiful. I like to look into the sky while there's heavy snowfall, and you see these snowflakes swirling, and it's almost hypnotic. And you know, there are different kinds of snow there. Sometimes they're like thick, wet snowflakes, and you can build a snowman with those. I don't know if that's an expression in English. or you can form them to a little ball and throw it around. But sometimes you get a different kind of snow, and this is very dry, very small snowflakes, and that's even more beautiful. You know, like rain just falls down from the sky, but snow dances. And it has like a calming effect. I don't know, it makes such a beautiful atmosphere when you have snowfall outside, and it's very, very cozy to be inside and look at it through the windows. And yeah, it's also beautiful to take a walk. Shall we take a walk in the snow? I take you for a walk in the snow. But like I mentioned, it's pretty fucking cold out there. So we should get dressed first. And I tell you with what all I get dressed when it's that cold, it's ridiculous. So First, of course, I wear underwear, like normal underwear. And then on top comes a second layer of winter underwear. And that's a pair of leggings, which are made out of fabric, which is mixed wool and silk. And I feel embarrassed to mention how much I spent on that. And there's a topper made of the same fabric, and it's really cool, like when you have cotton and you sweat a little, then it gets really damp, but this wool and silk, it just takes all the moisture and it keeps you warm. It really makes a big difference. Well, and then on top of that, I wear like a t-shirt or long sleeve. If it's really cold, a long sleeve, and a pair of jeans, but not tight jeans, because you have to fit those leggings under there. It's like a pair of rather loose jeans. They have a little hole at the knee, but that doesn't matter. And a pair of woolen socks. And a woolen sweater, too. You know, I really appreciate the warming effect of wool. There's nothing better in winter. And of course I wear some winter boots and a long winter coat that reaches down to my thighs, because I always freeze at my bum. And well, a scarf made of wool, of course, and some mittens, and a woolen hat that I made myself. Really, I swear I made it myself. And I imagine you laughing right now at the idea of me sitting in an armchair and knitting. But I do that sometimes. Okay, I think I've got everything now, so we can go out. And I imagine it's still very early in the morning, and the snowfall has stopped, and the clouds have passed, and the sky has this cold silver blue, like right before sunrise. And there's this fresh blanket of fallen snow. Just like completely untouched. And then my footsteps are the first on that blanket. And you know what I really like is that sound of my boots on that freshly fallen snow. That crunchy sound. It's like almost ASMR, maybe. I don't know. And everything looks so different. Like there's so much snow. Things have taken on a different shape. Like, for example, the neighbor's caravan looks like a small hill. And my car is really covered in snow. Me started on what a pain in the ass it is to get your car ready in this weather. But no. we go by foot now. And I think we should go to the forest, because this is the place. It's really, really beautiful right now. And all the trees have lost their leaves already, but now every single branch has a little bit of snow on it, and a lot of snow fell between the trees. It's really like a winter wonderland. And also, when you have that much snow, it has this effect on making the world kind of quiet. know, it feels like it's more quiet. And then when the sun rises and these first golden rays of sunlight come up, that's very lovely because it glitters, sparkles. I don't know. You know what I mean. Like every single snow and ice crystal suddenly sparkling. And I can't even describe it. It's really, really beautiful. And almost magical. And why we walk, our breath forms like little clouds, because it's so much warmer than the cold winter air, which is, well, it doesn't feel that bad. It's really, really dry cold, and we've dressed very warm, but still, you can't stay outdoors very long in this weather. At some point, you get really cold, so you should then go back, or at least go to a place where you can have a hot drink. Like here where I live, we have this thing. It's called Glühwein, and it's a hot wine with a lot of spices in it. People drink it in winter outdoors, and it actually often is very bad quality wine. But you don't notice because of the spices and all the sugar in it. Oh my god, I make it sound disgusting. It's actually not disgusting. It's really, really nice when you're freezing and then you have one cup of that hot spiced wine, and also you get drunk very quickly. Like at least I do. It's like one cup and I'm feeling fuzzy. Probably because of all the sugar. Well, oh, but I said it's still early morning. Maybe we don't do that in the morning. So rather have a cup of nice hot tea when we come home. I will make a pot and then I put it on this little thing. I don't know the word in English. This little thing where you can put a candle in, and then you put the pot of tea on top so it keeps warm. And then I pour some cups for us and we can slurp the tea and warm up. Are you bored? You should be. You should fall asleep. I really, really think you should drift off now. After such a long walk in the snow, finally your hands and feet become warm again. And then you cuddle up. And it's so cozy inside the house. And maybe you light some candles. Or Christmas lights, and we have all morning just to stay in bed and be lazy. So it's okay to drift off and fall asleep. Feel your limbs get heavy. It's okay. Oh look, it starts to snow again. Little snowflakes swirling through the air. It's so beautiful. Oh man, I'm getting tired myself recording this. you're asleep by now, because if not, you have to endure me playing a lullaby on my on my piano now, because that's the only thing I can think of adding right now. And I warn you, I haven't practiced in a long time, and it's not tuned, or the piano's not tuned. Yeah, here you go. Well, I hope that wasn't too bad. And I hope you're really, really tired right now, and ready to drift off to sleep.